Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. Well, with the Lord's help, we'll conclude this message I've been sharing on an episode in the life of Jehoshaphat, where he aligned himself with the ungodly King Ahab. And as a result, wrath from the Lord had come to him. In fact, because he had not sought the Lord as he did later in life, he aligned himself with Ahab. He went into battle. He was dressed in his regal robes, kingly robes, while Ahab disguised himself, and he was nearly killed. Enemy soldiers surrounded him, and he called out unto the Lord. He cried unto the Lord, and the Lord delivered him. And beloved, that's what we can do. If we've been in situations where our integrity, our stand in Christ has been compromised because of our aligning ourselves with someone who has an ungodly stand with God, with the Word of God, we can't expect, you know, we have to come out of, that's why the Lord says, come out of my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin. God heard the cry of Jehoshaphat. He was reproved by the Lord through the prophet Jehu, but God found good in him. He delivered him in Judah and Jerusalem. We see that in chapter 20 when they were surrounded by enemies. And the fear of God came on all the kingdoms of the countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. So, beloved, we have to apply Scripture. It's not just to hear a message, but applying it to our lives. Is our alliance truly in spirit and in truth with the Lord or with the enemies of the Lord? Do we have the wrath of God on us or the blessings of God? When God blesses, He gives peace, rest, strength, comfort, hope, deliverance, and courage. And so we can learn from the things that confronted Jehoshaphat. We can learn from his mistakes. That's why I've shared this with you, beloved. And so we can see alliances that we make, they're really very important. So important, in fact, they can make or break us. Your situation may look hopeless in the natural, and it may be according to human ability, but with God, all things are possible. Instead of Christ being different than he was 2,000 years ago, we find specifically Hebrews 13 and 8. What does that familiar scripture say? Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Christ that healed by the waters of Galilee still heals the sick today. The blessed, living, sympathetic, tender Jesus that laid his hands on the sick in those days long ago, he's still the same today, and he's speaking to the hearts of troubled people. He's restoring life and bringing health to their bodies, that healing that he's promised. When we have faith to believe, and with the courage of our convictions, and persist in standing on the promises of God, on the principles set forth in his word, we will see his delivering power working in our behalf. So many have been anxious for, you know, growth. They want to see statistics, numerical growth, financial growth, but has there been spiritual growth? That's what really matters. We don't need less conviction. We need a stronger conviction to stand our ground for Christ. Our testimony will only be lost in a sea of defeat unless we break with the alliances of Ahab. Jehoshaphat almost lost his life, but God intervened. Perhaps your situation may be very precarious. You may be in a relationship that only God can deliver you from, but believe him. He is there. Cry out to him. He will make the difference. He will give you the courage, the faith, the determination, as well as the strength to carry on. If you have an unsaved loved one, you can put a hedge around them through prayer. You can bind the influence of evil relationships, pressures for that loved one to sin. Bind the false reasonings which Satan has built in the mind of that person. If there has been an unholy alliance, use the Word of God to conquer the power of Satan in your life and in your family. Satan doesn't want you to know the authority that you have in the Word of God. Pray what the Scriptures say. He doesn't want you to use the Word against him, as Christ did. Remember in the temptations in the wilderness? All Jesus said is, it is written, whatever the man does not live by bread alone. When he tempted him to turn tempted, he had to have a real temptation, right? Otherwise, it wouldn't be a temptation to change those stones into bread after his 40-day fast. And he says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Galatians 6 and 7 states, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Beloved, we need to sow righteousness. We need to make our alliance, our commitments with God alone and not with the enemy. We must realize that we are continually in warfare. He's a constant enemy. He doesn't ever give up. He doesn't get tired. Ephesians 6 and 12 states, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The offensive weapon you and I have is the Word of God. The Bible is the sword of the Spirit. And as we walk in right relationship with God and are walking by the Spirit's leading, we can defeat Satan. When you use the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus, you remind the enemy that he is already defeated by the work of Jesus at Calvary. You are to recognize, beloved, that you are, think of this, you're an official representative, his ambassador of the power and authority of Christ. Satan trembles at the name and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation 12 and 11 tells us, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Glory. So, beloved, let's just think about all that I've shared these last few days. Where are your relationships? Where are your alliances? Right now is a time for new beginnings, a new start, a time to reassess your alliances. And if there are any which are wrong, that are really, you might really like the person, but if they're a bad influence for you, you can't continue to associate with them. You can love them, you can witness, but you can't do the same things they do. You will suffer the consequences of it. Cry out to God, and God will help you to be free from every negative influence of the enemy in the area of relationships. He will bring to your mind the word, a rhema word, which will help put the enemy to flight. And if it seems that only wrath has been upon you, like Jehoshaphat experienced, examine your situations. Whatever is not in alignment with God's word, God will help you to change. Cry out to him. The way to enjoy blessings, prosperity, health, happiness, and success from God is to make your covenant relationship with God so secure and be willing to break any unwise alliances with Ahab. Remember, Ahab was an Israelite. He was the king of Israel. But you heard what Jehu said, should you help those, the ungodly, and serve those who hate God? That prophet said he hated God. You may love the unsaved. You may cry out to God for them, but you can't make a wrong alliance with them. You have to stand on principles, godly principles, the principles that God outlines in his word, and refuse to join in any relationship that would compromise you with the enemy. An alliance with Ahab brings results, beloved, but not the kind you want. Remember, it nearly got Jehoshaphat killed in battle. It'll bring you defeat, poverty, sorrow, confusion. David said in Psalm 66, verses 17, 18, 19, and 20, I cried unto him with my mouth, and he was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath heard me. He hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God. which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Praise God. My beloved, hear the word of the Lord, for I would speak to you in godly wisdom and godly counsel, and I would have you to be so filled with my Spirit, says the Lord, so filled with the love of God and the wisdom of God, that wherever you go, there shall be an anointing upon you. And those who are not walking in the ways of God, those who are unsaved, they will be drawn to the light. They will recognize that it is the very power of God. They will sense the difference because of the anointing resident in you. And I will give you the words to speak. Do not be fearful. Don't be afraid. Don't be so concerned in your desire to see them brought to me that you'll say the wrong thing. For the Holy Spirit will give you the words to speak at that moment. And I will place in your heart such a burden for the lost. But you shall walk in a godly way. You shall walk in a way in a fear of the Lord, where you shall love the unlovable and minister to the unsaved, but you will not join forces with them, but instead you will pray for them, and you will see my mighty hand move in response to your prayers and in their behalf, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Father, we receive then. Father, I ask you to give courage and strength to everyone who is actually dealing with a relationship that is not your best for them, that is not the kind of relationship that you would have them in close, intimate fellowship with. Father, give them godly discernment. That's what we ministered on for 2 weeks, Father. God, I'm asking that you will just give that enlightenment to their heart, and they will walk in great joy and great liberty in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it. Praise God. Well, beloved, it's been a privilege, and I just sense the burden of God's heart that you will be blessed in ways that you've never known before, as you seek his face, as the godly King Jehoshaphat did. Amen. Well, my time is gone, and if you need extra prayer support, I do invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I so look forward to receiving letters from my partners, from new people that are listening, and know that I pray for you every day. Radio family, I do, and my UCM partners. I love you in Jesus' name, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours. This is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.